Are you worried about leaving bills behind for loved ones to pay after you've gone? Well, fuck 'em. You'll be dead. Who cares? Welcome back to The Reducer, the worst podcast you listen to. Not even sports, just the worst podcast you listen to. And this is going to be an even longer new format episode. What that does mean is you've got lots of chunky reducer to listen to now, but next week, unfortunately, you won't because we're all busy. I'm busy gigging. Dave's busy shooting at not people. Basically, we're all over the place. So as much as you may think that this is our entire lives, it isn't. And when I say we, I of course mean my good friend Dave Rothers Rothney.
Hello.
And Mr. David Klein.
Hello.
Hello. So, actually, I've got to stop doing the high voice because the Zoom can't cope with it and it just goes like, eh. It's a bit weird. Anyway, there you go. Some needless addition and detail for you there, dear listener. So, this week we are going to do a footballing 11 of footballers whose careers were either ruined, ended, or there was a big shit period in it because of a particular transfer. So it's kind of, we all know them, but it's putting them into an 11. I've got a funny feeling we may struggle for a goalkeeper in which unless one of you's got like an ace up your sleeve. Oh, Rothers is there. He's in. Okay, right. Well, in which case, we always start at the back, so let's start at the back. And seeing as how we're not going to struggle, Rothers, who are you putting forth as goalkeeper?
Well, it's not that this is not definitive, but see, I was thinking about goalkeepers because there's been quite a few goalkeepers in history that were kind of become England's number one, but never really held down the spot. You know, there's keepers that you actually, when you think about it, the ones that, oh yeah, what happened to them? So this one is very close to my heart, and I'm sure you'll probably disagree with me, but I'm just chucking it in there. Is Scott Carson,
Oh,
who was a Liverpool goalkeeper, wasn't he? And England number one. He then went to West Brom. Let me finish.
Who sold him to Liverpool?
Leeds.
Please.
He's a Leeds boy. He's a Leeds product of the Leeds fucking academy.
The
Everything comes back to Leeds, lads. Come on.
Well,
Well,
Leeds fucking academy.
so downhill from Leeds then. And so now he's at City. And has been at City for the last 3 or 4 seasons, and Pep Guardiola absolutely loves him. He doesn't really get any game time at all, but Pep is—he always
He's good
sends his
around
young
the dressing
players
room.
to talk to Scott. Yeah, I think he's one of those. So I don't know because I mean I don't know enough about him, Howard. You obviously know more. So he went to Leeds, Liverpool. I just felt there was a time in when he was seemed to be the most kind of prominent goalkeeper, and then it sort of did he get injured? I don't know. Anyway, Liverpool to West Brom felt like a bit downwards step to me. So rather than the kind of some of the names we're going to talk about, people that were kind of big stars at little clubs, then went to big clubs and got forgotten, that seems to be a man who kind of went the other way. Any other thoughts?
I think it's a great shout. And what it made me think of was an England situation. And now I realize that this isn't necessarily on topic, but just sort of veering slightly. Left backs, for instance, there's Tony D'Arrigo just waiting for Stuart Pearce to retire, and the minute he does, in comes Graeme Le Saux. And it's those players who never got, they were number two, number two, number two. Oh, now somebody else is number one, and I'm still number two, or you're not even. And from a goalkeeping perspective, I just think David Seaman, David Seaman, David Seaman, David Seaman, David Seaman, Nigel Martin, one game, Paul Robinson. Sorry, Nigel.
Just to go back to Liverpool, the Scott Carson thing was we had a succession of unsuccessful, I wouldn't say terrible, unsuccessful goalkeepers. So I'd throw in David James as well. His transfer
Really?
from Watford to Liverpool, that didn't work out, and I think that was largely down to his attitude as much as anything. I think it was you, Rothers, who told us that time the story of him turning up. Sorry, he skipped training, and then he turns up and he says, "I'm off to Milan." to Roy Evans, who was manager at the time. And he said, "Well, if you go to Milan, I'll be fining you a week's wages." So he got his checkbook out, as he did back in the day, and he wrote him out a check for 25 grand or whatever he was on at the time for a week's wages. And he went off to Milan to do his, don't know, DKNY underwear shoot or whatever, Giorgio Armani underwear shoot. David James. Yeah, I'd throw him in.
Yeah, that's true. Calamity James.
I think there's much, much better cases to be made for the goalkeepers. I don't think holding down the England number one spot and being number one for Liverpool is a
Yeah, well,
career-ending scenario.
was he really England
Yes,
number
he
one?
was. Yeah, he
When?
was. He was Liverpool's number one and he was England's number one. I
No,
can't
due to a
say.
shortage of other
It
people,
was the
probably. But compared to
Euros
Scott
when
Carson, the guy's had a fucking legendary career.
in the Euros
You're talking
when
about somebody who's never really held down number one spot with Scott Carson. David James, I'm afraid, for a while there was Liverpool number one and England number one. So I don't see how that is the move didn't
I'll
work
defend
out,
him because
son.
I think he's a good pundit. I think he says worthwhile things, but
You're not defending
never.
him,
He
Dave.
was
You're
never.
slating
He was never a great keeper. I think
him.
it. That's what I'm saying. I think it was more an attitudinal thing with him. He didn't train hard enough. He didn't give a shit, seemingly. Dare I say it? And he was part of that Spice Boys culture. So.
But he was still number one, and I just think
Well,
that if
that's because there was a dearth of talent then, I'd say.
I agree, but he still was number one. I still think Scott Carson is massively in the lead
Okay.
here.
All right, so Scott Carson's first choice and James is on the bench.
Yeah, can we have second choice behind Scott Carson? Because he's always been second choice. Stuart Taylor. Yeah. Now
Stuart
there's a
Taylor.
name.
Oh, you've lost me.
Number two to every goalkeeper at Arsenal. Then number two everywhere he's been.
This
He's
is new information for me.
never established himself as a number one.
No.
Google image him, right? Google just look him up while we're on, okay? And you'd be like, oh, fucking hell, that guy. He stood in for Seaman a couple of times, and it for
In.
Arsenal.
Right, yeah.
I think what's
There you
happened
go.
here, though, you've looked it up on the database. I think the problem with this is that we're rapidly veering into a different idea for an 11, which is number twos or understudies.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Right, back to shit transfers. Let's get out of the nets. Right, Scott Carson's in goal, left back. Right, left back who's been the victim of a shit transfer that never
Paul
really works out.
Kancheski.
Oh, now there's a shout. I mean, relatively recent, and a Liverpool fan.
Roy Hodgson,
You leave Roy alone, you old
Kancheski.
person-hating bastard.
So, Dave, tell me what was Paul Konchesky? Who did was he at Liverpool?
It was West Ham to Liverpool, yeah.
Oh.
He was a. It didn't work. It was bad. It didn't work. But the whole setup, those 6 months of hell that we had Hodgson in charge, nothing worked anyway. So I think one of his first signings was Joe Cole. And then Paul Konchesky came in. Yeah. I
Joe
do.
Cole, that's a good one for later.
Yeah, I wasn't averse to it myself. I still, at the time, Joe Cole was, I think he was about 29 or 30. He still had a couple of seasons in him. He wasn't a bad player. But no, Paul Konchesky, he was on hiding to nothing anyway, because he came in. I know Liverpool fans were, what the fuck? So straight away, if that's your response to a new signing, not, oh wow. Oh, what the fuck is the response? Then you're on a hide into nothing, really, aren't you, from the get go? So it's hard to redeem yourself. So any slight error, mistake, it just reinforces what everyone thinks about you anyway. So yeah, I would say I put Paul Konchesky in there
I
as
think
my
that's it.
choice for left back, with unopposed, I suspect, unless you've got someone better.
No, that's gold.
No, I do think that's a great shout. And it's not Premier League era only for those of you listening. Obviously, we are going back to when football was invented, and I'm sure there's a case for somebody who never got a game because Phil Neal was really good, but fuck him. Anyway, Two centre backs. So centre backs. Now I'm going to go. We've shown a fair amount of Liverpool bias, Man City bias. I'm going to go with Leeds bias on this one. Centre backs that we can say basically were shit transfers, and it's absolutely fucking popped out of my head. I can't. Oh, that's it. There's a massive one here. There's a mass. This is so obvious that it is. There's no discussion. Jonathan Woodgate to Real Madrid, move on. That's just fact.
Fair
Debut,
enough.
own goal, red card. Didn't really ever do anything after that. But weirdly, is still revered in Madrid, was loved by his teammates and
Why is
all the
that?
managers.
Why
And
is that?
because thick as two short planks, and to be fair, that is, sorry to any short planks listening, right? He is really, he's called Woody, right? And that's because his name's Woodgate and his head is made of wood. He became fluent in Spanish to this day. And they loved the fact that this English guy was, using his time whilst injured to also like throw himself into the language and the culture and everything else. But I
Okay,
mean,
so that was a cultural acceptance rather than footballing.
no, he was shit. I mean, this,
No.
the
But he
transfer
wasn't
didn't
shit,
work
was
out.
he? He wasn't a shit player, as I recall.
No,
He was
but this is shit transfers, isn't it? And this was a shit
So it didn't
transfer.
work out for him. So to partner him then, what about Harry Maguire? Leicester to Man United.
No. Well, you mean Harry Maguire, who was voted into the best team in the Euros not
No, I'm
three
not talking
years
about
ago?
England. I'm talking about Man United, his career at Man United.
I mean,
Forget England.
yeah, but there was a dip. There was a dip, but he's back. He's been back for what, 6 months? He's
Oh, okay.
start. He's start. You know, he's not club captain anymore, but he is a first choice
I
centre
know
back
he
again.
decided to play really well on Sunday against us, the bastard.
Oh, I can see where this fucking
I
suggestion
sort of half agree with you, Dave,
came from.
on Maguire, because I mean he hasn't perhaps worked out, but that's more that was that coincided with Man United going through lots of managers and lots of turmoil and not winning anything rather than Harry Maguire. But I think it's food for thought. I haven't got any other centre backs. Has anybody else got? There must have been loads that kind of
Yes.
been gone for big
Yes.
money.
I've just thought of one,
Oh.
and how cool is this? I'm struggling to remember his name, but the legendary Dutch centre back who went to Chelsea and never played,
Oh.
and sat his contract out on huge money.
Oh shit, who was that? What's his name?
I know. Oh, if you're listening to this, you're shouting. I get it, right? And search can
Welcome
often.
to middle-aged men forgetting things.
Like complete lack of preparation.
Well,
Oh,
sometimes the
Lord.
thing is, though, sometimes you've prepped, yeah, and then you go and then you think of something on the spot like this. And I didn't prep for this at all, but it's really annoying me that I'm struggling to remember his name.
Wasn't Bakayoko, was it?
No,
Tinu
he's a
Bakayoko.
striker. He's still he's
Is
yeah,
he?
he was.
Fucking hell.
No, oh God. And for some reason, the only name I can think of is William Gallas, but it's not William Gallas.
No, he was good.
He was fucking great.
Winston Bogard.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah, of all the clubs in all the world, you
He
had to
had
come to
to
this
walk
one and
into
not
mine.
play and sit and earn your money.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
No appearances.
Wow.
he's got to be in, hasn't he?
Yeah. Why would no appearances? Was he injured or something? Or just shit?
I'm going to speak to my contact now.
Was it zero appearances or was it just like very few? I'm sure he played at least like 9 games or something, but he was there for about 5 or 6 seasons
He
and didn't
played
play.
12 games in 4 years.
There you go. Yeah. And he
Wow.
wasn't injured. It was
Wow.
like I think initially he might have been, but he lost his place, never got it back, and turned down moves to
12
earn the
games
money
in
rather
4
than.
years.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous, isn't it?
Wow.
So
That's
I'm saying he's a shoo-in alongside
Yeah.
Jonathan Woodgate.
Oh, yeah. That is
Yeah.
shit. Yeah. Right
Terrible, isn't
back.
it? Yeah. Right back.
Yeah.
So yeah, right backs who fucked up. Right backs who are no good. Now, there's got to be some candidates out there other than, the obvious ones that I can't think of.
Right back.
I was going to say that it's, oh, for fuck's sake. Who came in to replace Gary Neville?
Well, Luke Shaw.
He's left back, isn't he?
No, yeah, well, yeah.
That's a very good point. He is a left back, yeah. That's really annoying me. Again, I don't know though. We're maybe focusing a little bit too much on the on the top clubs, as it were.
We are, yeah.
Because down the least, there'll be people saying, "Oh, there'll be people shouting, fucking him! It was bloody useless. We bought him. All he did was fucking get sent off, and then he never played." That's another one, isn't it? Like, got sent off and never played for us again. 11. Sorry to just like go like ideas on the hoof, but that has got to be an 11. Got sent off and never played for us
Never
again.
played again, 11. Yeah.
Yeah, Marco Bugas
Yeah.
at West Ham. Yeah, top of the tree.
Right back. Right back.
Any suggestions? Anyone got
Yeah,
anything for?
there will be.
Oh, right, really? Are you on? Are
Rothers
you? Are you
he's
speaking to
on
your
the
contacts?
he's on the phone to his researcher. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because
Steve.
I can't think of. I can't think of anybody. Not even a like a Leeds massively disappointing right back. Oh, bloody hell. I can.
Yeah.
Do loans count?
Yeah, of course they
Yeah.
do. Yeah.
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 Because we got Jed Spence on loan this season from
Yeah.
Spurs, and like it's like he was in like Championship Team of the Year a couple of seasons ago, got bought by Spurs for, big wedge. He came to us on loan. He played five or six games, and in January, he wasn't recalled by Spurs. We sent him back. And which is like
Return
how
of
rare.
post.
It's like this is a championship side sending a Premier League defender back to his parent club saying, "Nah, you're all right."
Defective goods.
Well, the message from Farker was very much, he's a nice guy. We wish him well, but his attitude just wasn't quite right for us.
Nice, yeah.
And that seems to be the deal, which is, yeah, it was about attitude, really.
Yeah, right.
But I'm clutching at
Sickening.
straws here, guy. I mean, guys, there's no way that's the worst right back transfer.
Well,
Rothers?
I'm trying to
Yeah.
avoid Liverpool, so
No,
yeah,
I think
anyway.
we can just we'll park that for now because we can always change the formation. We just play three at the back, can't we?
Yeah.
Great idea. We need another
Yeah.
centre back. Because I'm no way am I playing Konchesky as a centre back.
No.
Well, should we go to midfield? Because I imagine
Yeah,
things will, because there seems to be sort of like quite a few candidates here.
I think we're gonna have a packed midfield.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think there seems to be a lot of midfielders. I mean, I'm going to just start with Jack Rodwell, who Man City signed from Sunderland for 10 million, and he was, yeah, I mean, he was in. He had a lot of injuries, in fairness to him. But it was also terrible timing for him because he joined the club just as the Middle East money was there, and we suddenly were signing Robinho and, chasing that sort of glamour a bit in the early stages, and he just got forgotten about. And it was a terrible move because he was a good player and he was at Sunderland and he should never have come to
Was he
City.
at Everton first?
Think he was, yeah. It was a
Yeah.
talent. I mean, he was sort of, I
He
think he
was, I
played for
remember
Everton when he was 17 or
he was
something.
a
He
real
was,
bright spark at Everton, and
yeah, he
then
was.
I think he got injured.
Yeah, he did have injury problems, but the City thing, he never
Yeah.
worked. He never got a game.
Yeah,
He
that's
was
a shame.
injured. Yeah.
What? Not one. Not one.
Well, he did. I mean, he did play, but and he scored once in the on the last game of the season. But yeah, I mean, he did have a lot of injuries, but I'd say that was probably in hindsight a transfer that he regretted. No comedy there. Nothing amusing to say about that.
No, not at all.
At
No,
all.
poor lad.
Yeah, it's
Like,
just a bit
it's
of a sad
just
tale,
empathy.
really.
Just shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Tragedy rather than
Yeah.
comedy. Yeah.
Well, how about we throw in this is, a bit of a well, it's not a controversial one at all. I'm saying every club that Aaron Ramsey has gone to since Arsenal.
Yeah, I think that's
Because
fair.
it's like every single club. He went to Juventus on massive money, hardly played. He's at Cardiff on more money than anybody else, hardly played. Dogged by injury. And fucking throw in his Arsenal midfield partner, Jack Wilshere, to West Ham.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. That's a good one.
There you
And
go.
can I tag on
This
Ross
is a packed
Barkley?
midfield.
Ross Barkley.
Yeah.
Yeah,
To
completely. I mean,
Chelsea.
yeah.
Yeah.
Everton. I
Wow.
mean, Barkley's a classic,
Jack
even
Wilshere, I
classic
remember
insult.
there was a point where he was like, he was having comparisons to Gazza at one point. He's the most
Yeah.
exciting midfielder. And then it just turned to shit for him.
But weren't those comparisons because he was slightly rotund and played for Everton?
But I mean, there was a period, I think, when Chelsea was a bit of a graveyard because they, I don't know whether it was to do with quotas, but I was going to say Scott Parker, because
Oh yeah, from
he went
Charlton.
huge money deal from
Yeah.
Charlton to Chelsea, and I mean,
Yeah.
that was the end
It
of
didn't work out for him,
his
did it?
career, really, wasn't it?
No. Yeah.
In terms of, and then, he went down the
Well,
management route.
I'm gonna pull a rabbit out of a hat. I'm gonna chuck somebody in here, proof that we are talking pre-Premier League as well, because we have been Premier League biased. But the reason is because, like, all our memories are fading anyway. This player was at one point the biggest transfer in UK football. He was the second £1 million player. He
Oh.
was described as the biggest waste of money in football history by Malcolm Allison of Manchester City. I give you Stephen
Steve
Daly.
Daly, yeah.
Yeah, from
Steve
Wolves.
Daly.
Steve Daly from Wolves to City, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
Wow.
just
Wow.
absolutely, yeah. Well, Malcolm Allison, the biggest waste of money in football history. Not one to pull his punches.
That's what I was going to say, actually. If only we'd done more research, because yeah, I mean, Malcolm Allison, chequebook manager. I mean, I'm sure Ron Atkinson. Mind you, Ron Atkinson always had a good eye for a player. I mean, he always overpaid, but I'm sure Ron Atkinson must have. I'm going to put him forward as the manager of this team, Ron
Yeah.
Atkinson, because he was the classic overpayer. But you're right, Malcolm Allison, definitely. That's a good call. So
This
we
is a
get,
packed midfield we've got.
this
Yeah.
is
Yeah.
overly packed. I think we've got five in midfield so
Yeah. I
far.
think we
What
have.
is it about midfielders that is it just a coincidence or?
But are we just letting in anybody that we mention? Are there better cases to be made?
Well, no, I'd say, yeah. I mean, the only thing I'd say about Jack Wilshere is that he failed to reach his potential at Arsenal. It wasn't that he was kind of doing great and then he signed this big money deal. So that's kind of what we're looking at. So Scott Parker was a good example. He went from a smaller club to a bigger club. This was supposed to be the career defining moment when this English player was going to slot into this Chelsea midfield and mix it with the world's best. And it just didn't work out. Similarly with Rodwell, he went from Sunderland to what was perceived at the time, I suppose, as a bigger club. It was just at the start of it all. I don't know whether Sunderland won the Premier League at that point. I can't remember. Apologies to any Sunderland fans. So that, those were two examples of that. So I
Hang
don't know.
on,
I think Wilshere
wasn't
was at
Rodwell
Arsenal and just didn't try.
wasn't Rodwell Everton? Wasn't he in
Yeah,
Everton?
he was Everton, then Sunderland, then.
He went to Sunderland from Everton.
I don't know.
I thought he went straight to City. I think so. I thought Sunderland was was he
Well,
was trying to he was trying to
let's have a
revive his
look.
career.
I'll check the database.
Yeah, I think he was trying to revive his career. And well, Leeds bias raises its head again. Thomas Brolin, ladies and
Oh
gentlemen.
yes, very good. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
big
Yeah.
money transfer didn't work out.
Just to
Yeah.
be absolutely right, Howard, you're absolutely right, and I apologise. He went from Everton to Man City, then he went to Sunderland.
No
So
worries.
forget everything that I said
No
about that.
worries.
We signed him from
Well,
Everton. So
yeah.
was that a big
still better
money?
than Thomas Brolin, though.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah. Thomas Brolin, definitely.
Liverpool bias. Alberto Aquilani.
Where did
I've
he
got some of
play?
his paintings.
Signed from Roma. I think Brendan Rodgers signed him. He didn't kick a ball. And he was still there when Klopp took over. And he just canned him, binned him off.
What
Didn't kick a
was
ball 3 years. He was injured, terrible injuries. I think he might have played a couple of games.
I suppose injuries, you can't really. Is that his fault?
Yeah, but
It's not his
this
fault,
isn't the
but
but this isn't the it's his fault 11, is it?
The Crocs 11. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem with it, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
No, he was just a waste of fucking money. I think it was
Right.
about 20 million or something. Ridiculous amount of money for him.
I mean,
Unproven as well.
if we you see, but it is a bad transfer, and this is bias, is Juan Sebastian Veron
Oh, yes.
from Lazio to Man
To Man
United.
United. Oh,
Brilliant.
yeah. Yeah.
And he was
But he
terrible.
went.
And then he went
Actually, can I
somewhere else.
nominate?
Yeah, go
Can I
on.
also nominate Juan Sebastian Veron from Manchester United to Chelsea?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he
Yeah.
had a massive reputation when he arrived. I think he'd
Yeah.
had a good
It,
World
he's
Cup or something,
perfect. He's
hadn't he?
captain of this 11.
Yeah.
He embodies exactly what we're after here.
Yeah.
Arrives with a big reputation
Yeah.
and
Rightly
then
so.
does nothing. Yeah.
Yeah,
But
he did well.
he went to somewhere. Then he went abroad and played well. Who did he play for in Europe after? So did he get Man United to Chelsea?
Yeah.
And then he went to Chelsea. Did he go with that Atletico Madrid? I remember seeing him play against Man United in the Champions League, and I think he may have knocked them out and played an absolute
Yeah.
blinder. But that's
Well, do you
probably just my
remember?
fantasy.
Do you remember? I think at the time, God, this is really blowing the cobwebs out. At the time, I remember Ferguson in a press conference almost giving the hairdryer to a journalist who was sort of whose question
Yeah.
was basically, Baron, he's a bit shit, isn't he? It's like he's not
Yeah.
had a very good game. And
Yeah.
Ferguson just giving it the, you don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Yeah.
You what you're fucking talking to you fucking Veron is fucking class,
You're
fucking
absolutely
great
right.
player. You're a fucking
Yeah.
shit journalist.
Yeah.
He's fucking great. You're shit.
Yeah.
I've just remembered going back to goalkeepers, Fabian Barthez talking about shit transfers to Man United.
Oh, who was the other one?
Massimo Taibbi.
Yes.
I take your Fabian
Yeah.
Barthez.
Yeah.
I give you Massimo Taibbi.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Isn't he
Brilliant.
just?
So Scott Carson, does he keep his place or do we?
He's number two again, isn't he?
Yeah, he's number two.
Stuart Taylor's dropped to
He's
number
on
three.
the
Fucking hell.
bench.
Dear me.
Brilliant. He made
Yeah,
four
it's.
appearances for Man United.
Wow.
Yeah, Sebastian, Juan Sebastian Veron, I think that's a fantastic shout.
Yeah, and Massimo
That,
Taibbi's in.
but again, I mean, isn't that six across midfield? Are we just gonna stop naming players yet?
No, Taibbi's a goalkeeper, but yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, we're just throwing it. This is a squad, and I just wanted to go
Right.
for sort of
That's a point. It's a squad.
strikers. I'm going to
Oh.
put Francis Jeffers in there.
Oh, that's a good
Francis
shout.
Jeffers, yeah, to Arsenal.
Fox in the
Everton and
box.
Arsenal. I mean, that was a
Okay.
classic. He
That
was great at
was
Everton.
a.
He
He
was
was
great.
shit at Arsenal.
Do you know what, though? Do you know what,
Oh.
though? Franny Jeffers at Arsenal. Do you know who he was better at Arsenal? He was better than Clive Allen, who never played.
Is he going to
Sold by
Arsenal?
QPR to Arsenal and
Wow.
then sold to Tottenham without ever playing for Arsenal. Now, if my brain has let me down, I apologise, but I can hear the clicking of research being done. Yeah, Clive Allen, famous transfer that kind of never was.
I apologise. A name had slipped my memory, but I'll chuck it in the mix in a minute. That's where strikers go.
All right. Can we confirm the Clive Allen story? Is that true or is it bullshit?
Was it a big money move? I mean, I suppose it's a shit
Yeah, it was a big
transfer, though, isn't
deal.
it?
Well,
Yeah.
Clive Allen has always been, because if you remember him at Spurs, he was prolific.
Yeah, he went to Man City as well.
Ah, right, okay,
But
poor bastard.
when we were rubbish, and Peter, I think Howard Kendall signed him, and then Peter Reid came and didn't like him, and he never played. And as
Well,
City fans, we were slightly frustrated by that. Or it may have been Alan Ball that didn't play him. Anyway, it was back in the mist of time.
in fact, yeah, there you go. 1980, Clive Allen went to Arsenal, no appearances, no goals, and then went straight to Crystal Palace.
Yeah, there you
Insane.
go. Good call.
Honestly, boy, did this guy get around London. QPR, Arsenal, Crystal Palace, QPR, Tottenham, Chelsea, West Ham, Millwall. Fucking hell.
Stan Collymore.
Which bit? Which
All of
Forest to Liverpool?
it. Yeah, Forest, Liverpool, Liverpool Villa. Didn't
Just
work
remember him
out.
scoring that goal against Newcastle. Was it the
Yeah,
4-3?
that. Yeah, but
I mean, yeah,
yeah,
he's
but
definitely
I to get into the.
underachieved, but I don't know whether he underachieved because he was always because
No.
that was his attitude rather than the transfer.
I think it was his attitude. Yeah.
Yeah, but to get into this 11, Clive Allen, who never actually ever played for Arsenal, that's what he's up against. He's up against somebody who never played a
Never
game for
played.
the club.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I think
Fair
he's done
enough.
too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
I
not
mean,
shit enough, Dave.
not
Yeah.
shit enough.
I think, yeah, I mean, Jeffers was signed for 8 million plus another two, dependent on performances back in 2001.
That was
That's a
that
lot
money
of
was
money
safe.
for a, that's a
Well,
lot
they
of money
saved two
for
million on him,
a,
didn't they?
same bit, yeah.
yeah, that's a lot of money for a young player then.
Wow.
The other one who's a City player, who's just legendary among City players, is Lee Bradbury. Now,
Yes.
we didn't pay much for him, but even so, he was bought. I think Joe Royle bought him. I think he was a former soldier,
Yeah.
and it wasn't good. And so he was known as the Lee Bad Buy. So, I mean, he has to go
Ah,
in on the basis that he was, yeah, awful.
yeah.
He's a manager now of Port Vale, but I wish him no ill.
What I like about that is also the fact that City fans, that's typical like fan gallows humor, isn't it?
Yeah,
Basically,
bad boy. Yeah.
making an anagram out of his name and
Yeah.
that just makes it all right.
It's like Akin Bayi, Panic Bayi. Do you remember
Oh God.
that?
I didn't know that.
Did you not
Never heard
know
that before.
that one? That's funny.
I like that. So he
Yeah.
was a striker, Bradbury, and he scored 1997 to 98, he scored 7 goals. 98 to 99, he scored 4 goals. I don't know how many appearances he made. Manchester City statistics, Stat City. He played 46 times.
Talking of
That's
panic,
two seasons.
panic buys Liverpool, Mario Balotelli.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's panic buys.
And
That...
talking of panic buys and bad attitudes.
Yeah.
Didn't he do kind of like not shit? Didn't he do all right?
But no, I mean,
Nah.
Balotelli's my hero, but
Yeah.
he's a terrible example to everybody. He was
Yeah.
brilliant at City. Do you remember
I
the
think he scored
Jesse
about
Cole?
10 goals at Liverpool in 3 or 4 seasons. He was there.
Yeah, why always me? We'll
Yeah.
always love him for
Yeah.
that.
Well,
Yeah.
how about we also throw in £60 million worth of Alvaro Morata?
Yes.
Remember him at Chelsea?
Yeah.
Because most
Wow.
people don't.
Yeah.
Did they pay for it? It wasn't a loan then. They actually signed him,
No,
did
they
they?
signed him. Yeah.
Yeah, this is back in the day where Chelsea just bought well,
Everyone.
back in the day when Chelsea bought everyone. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no, yeah, no, they just went straight for him. Yeah, there's a great line from Chelsea fans where they say like he replaced Diego Costa, who was a menace for opposition defenders, and Morata was just a menace for his teammates. It was just like, yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, Costa, Chelsea to Atletico.
Oh,
That went tits up for him.
that didn't that just yeah. I mean, yeah, because he didn't he just like demand out. It was under Conte, wasn't it? And he was just like, "Nah,
He down
I've had enough
tools,
of this."
basically, as they say.
Yeah, which always makes me laugh. And is he down tools? He's like, what is he? Has he like cut his feet up and put them like on the bench or something? Or like, you know, he's taken his boots and like thrown them away and said, "I can't play because I've got no tools. I've thrown them all away." Nah. So who else have we got that's in with a shout of being in the strikers club for this? Are we sticking with just that?
Who've we got?
Oh, fucking hell, don't do that. That means we have to like Fox in the box, Franny Jeffers. Who was the other one?
Morata,
Yeah, we got Morata,
Costa.
Costa,
I've got a full 11. I've just got a bit of background noise at the moment, so I'll check back in.
Oh right, okay. Right. So have you been making notes of this, Rothus?
I've been writing things down, which is the
Brilliant.
only way I
That's
can function in my life, and I
it's like
have been able
organized,
to.
like a proper journalist
It's
that
more that
you
I
are.
can't remember anything, so I have to write it down.
Oh, that's good practice.
Good practice. It's good practice. Although my handwriting is terrible, I can't read it. That's a problem.
You're not using T-line shorthand then,
No, not at the moment. No, it's my
right?
own shorthand. It's yeah.
I was also like just to give us a little bit of European flavour, and I kind of this is like half striker, half midfielder.
Goat. Oh.
No, Kaká
Ah,
from Milan to Madrid. Two injury-plagued seasons, Ozil nicked his place and then was sold back to Milan for nothing. So basically, he went on holiday to Spain for a few years and then went back to Milan. That was a fucking dreadful transfer.
Yeah, so we've got so basically we've got at the moment. I'll just run you through. We've got Massimo Taibbi in goal. We've got a back three at the moment of Paul Konchesky, Jonathan Woodgate, and Winston Bogard. We've got an overloaded midfield of Juan Sebastian Varane, Scott Parker, Jack Rodwell, Ross Barkley, Thomas Brolin. I don't know how many that is. And then
Five.
up
That's a lot.
front. Up front,
Five
we've got
man
Francis
midfield.
Jeffers, Lee Bradbury, Alvaro Morata.
That's four up front. We've got 12 on the pitch.
Well, it's kind of fitting, really, isn't it, that we've got more players than there are places because none of these ever played. So it's quite good.
And a lopsided
This is the way
defence.
we run our club. We just keep buying people in. We can't play them. It's just, you know, we've got Ron Atkinson signing the checks.
We're not playing anyone at right back because that's what they'll be expecting.
I've got another striker to throw into the mix. I'm
Go
sorry
on then.
about this. Okay,
13.
four.
Let's make it unlucky 13 then. Go on then.
Well, this is yeah, Premier League transfer, but it's got to be Lukaku to Chelsea because he
Oh,
never plays for them. They just constantly loan him out, and like he hangs around. He hung around for 10 games. No, off again. They won the Champions League with him in the squad. He's on the bus. That goes around when they won the Champions League. He's on the bus when they're driving around, and there's all the fans and obviously refused to even hold the cup because it was nothing to do with him because he hadn't played.
Wow.
I think that's the closest he's been to silverware ever since.
Hey, what about Caicedo, Brighton to Chelsea? Ridiculous fee that was paid for him that
Too early, yeah.
we were in. Is
But
it
yeah,
too
but that's
early?
they're now talking about selling him in the summer.
Oh, they won't get 118 for him, that's for sure.
That's true, actually. Yeah, that has been a terrible sign, and I think you're right.
Terrible.
We
What a
haven't
fucking
mentioned
idiot.
Calvin Phillips either, which
Well,
I mean
oh
that was a bad sign. That was a bad move to City. I
bad
mean,
mood.
whatever way you look at that. Yeah,
Foolish.
I mean, is that? I mean, that I think I've all, I almost feel like that was the one that got us started on this route. You know what I mean?
Stick him in. That's a seven-man midfield we've got now.
Bloody hell!
The
I mean.
competition for places is
It's
intense.
fierce.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they're only used to playing half a dozen games each of these, so we can
Yeah.
rotate them easily.
Or just sub them off 45 each. Yeah.
Well, let's face it, some are bound to break down with injury, like, even in the first half, first 15 minutes, just because
On
they
the way
haven't
to the
played.
ground, just
And
breaking down.
I don't want to intrude on private grief, Howard, but that the Leeds kind of Ridsdale years, was Robbie Fowler, was that just a transfer too far?
Robbie Fowler was a roaring success
He
compared to
was,
Seth
yeah.
Johnson.
Mm. Seth
Throw him in the
Johnson.
midfield.
Oh, wow. And
Jesus
I mean, there's that
Christ.
story. There's a story that
Seth Johnson.
Seth Johnson's agent says that they were looking for 15 grand a week, and Ridsdale sat down and went, "It's going to offer you 15 grand a week, and I know you're going to say no to that. So 20 grand, final offer." And it's like, fucking hell. It's like Ron Atkinson's in the room. You know what I mean? How much do you want for him? 500 grand? I'll give you a million. Okay, deal. Yeah, the Ron Atkinson School of Negotiation. They were looking at 15 grand a week, and that was his opening gambit, and didn't even
Incredible.
let them turn it down before he upped it to 20. And yeah. So yeah, there is the that for me is that is the transfer that broke the camel's back. That is the one.
Seth
Throw
Johnson.
in,
Yeah, good.
up front another striker from Coventry to Leeds, Darren Huckabee.
Oh God, yeah. Oh
Yeah,
wow.
he was
Wow.
City. Yeah, he was
Wow.
fast and good everywhere except Leeds, where he was
Darren
just fast.
Huckabee. Jeez, forgotten about that.
We're overloaded here. This is just a question, because I really like this player. But did Danny Mills make a bad transfer? I can't work out whether he or was he always pretty solid.
Well,
Did
he was
he
solid at
Charlton?
Leeds. He was solid at Charlton. Was he solid at City? You tell us.
He was solid at City until he made. Wasn't he the one that made the one of the worst challenges that's ever been seen in football when he was at Man City? But I mean, that's something else. I can't remember who's
Well,
playing. No.
he's our right back then.
I don't think he's made a
Oh.
bad signing. I don't know whether
No, I
I
don't think
was
he's.
solid. I was just thinking, I had him in the back of my head, but I think it's Seth Johnson. You're right, Seth Johnson. I
And
mean, he
no,
fits perfectly.
the worst challenge in football history was not by Danny Mills, but it was by a City player on a Wimbledon and on a Millwall player. It was down by the corner flag.
Ben Thatcher.
Ben Thatcher. That's
Oh,
it. That's
wow.
it.
Ben Thatcher.
Sorry, Danny, if you're listening. Just mixed you up with
Yeah.
Ben Thatcher.
Ben Thatcher. Jeez.
I mean, he
Yeah.
was, yeah.
Who tried to make cider out of a human being. Tried to bust his head.
So that's it then. So we got Ron on the bench with a crowded bench, really, but most of them will probably get to play a couple of minutes,
Yeah.
given the likelihood of people getting injured.
Assistant manager Phil Neal.
Yeah, yes, boss. Yes,
Yes,
boss.
boss.
Yes, boss.
Yes, boss.
Yeah. Oh,
Yes, boss.
Laurie McMenemy.
Oh, fucking hell,
He's like a
definitely not.
lead. He's like a lead violinist.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I heard a great Graham Taylor story the other day, and it was when he was still England manager, and we'd failed to qualify for the World Cup, and then we went on a tour of the States, and we lost to the USA, if you remember, 2-0, but we went and we were playing some games over there, right? So anyway, they had a night out. And they all got absolutely battered. And Merson was on the roof, this big white limousine. And Paul Merson is on the roof, jumping up and down. And Graham Taylor is in the limousine saying, come back in, Paul. Come back in. You sit down here. Come back in. And he wouldn't. So eventually he got tired and he did. And the following day, Graham Taylor pulls him in and goes, "I'm sending you home." And Merson goes, "He can't." And he goes, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, we've just failed to qualify for the World Cup. You've taken us on tour out here. You're going to send me home. The press are going to be waiting for the airport. They're going to want to know why I've been sent home. I'm going to tell them, and you're going to be in even more trouble." And he says, Graham Taylor just went, "Yes, good point. Forget about it."
That's brilliant. Brilliant.
Absolutely superb. But so look, I think we're done, aren't we? I think we've got our
That's
I think
it.
we've got our
Yeah.
squad.
That's our squad.
Yeah,
It's a big one.
definitely.
It's a big one.
At this point on most podcasts, guys, this is where you're invited to contribute your ideas and your players. But as you know, regular listeners, we're not interested. There's no way of getting in touch with us or doing all that stuff. Look, I'm sure we've weighted this Liverpool, Leeds, and Man City heavy. Have we? Have we? I mean,
Yeah, we
there's a
have.
lot of
But
Chelsea in there.
yeah.
A lot of Chelsea and some Man
But yeah,
United.
there were references to
It's
Chelsea
balanced.
and Everton as well.
To
So
be fair to Chelsea, though, do you know what? It's like when you're constantly buying and selling that many players, it's not always going to work.
no.
For every Diego Costa, there's an Alvaro Morata. But that's kind of like that's the game you're playing. That's the business model, if you like.
Yeah.
So it's like you're going to accept a certain amount of wastage. As we're going to see in the summer when Chelsea get rid of a load of players who
Oh.
to give them some headroom
Yeah.
to get some more players in.
Yeah.
And it's absolute bollocks. Look, just to finish off, because I think this is fairly key, a quick word on Forest being deducted 4 points. Everton have got more points deduction on the way. We could be in a scenario where the Premier League turns into F1 this season, and the result at the end of the season isn't actually the final result. And due to protests and due to events off the pitch, teams could end up getting relegated without playing after the season's gone. So you literally, Forest could be in the bottom three, and then come out of the bottom three because Everton have had X amount of points deducted. But then what if Everton appeal against that? It's just a
It's a
fucking mess.
mess. It's a
It is a
mess.
mess. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's
Yeah.
not, and it bears no resemblance to what people are doing on the pitch. I mean, they should either sort these fines out in the close season and so they kind of apply to the following season. I mean, there has to be, you can't just fine people arbitrarily in the middle of the season.
I
It's
know.
just,
You start next season 10 points behind or whatever. Yeah. The 10 point deficit.
the problem with that, and I agree in principle 100% with you both, but speaking as somebody who has been a fan of a side that's been relegated and a team that cheated the year that we were relegated are still in the Premier League, Everton. We were cheated.
Yeah.
That we're that's why we're considering legal action for loss of earnings against Everton,
Yeah,
because
fair
they
enough.
retained their Premiership status and they financially doped. And that helped them stay up. Well, we didn't, and we got relegated. So where's the benefit in playing by the rules?
It's fucked up. It's totally fucked up.
And then it's going to go to CAT, Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS. Yes, that's a reference to last week where I think I called them something completely different. But anyway, no
Yeah.
conclusions here other than derision for those that run the Premier League. Hope you enjoyed the shit transfer 11. Well, the shit transfer 18, or however many we've ended up with there. Whole squad, including ancient Clive Allen up front.
Of course, we miss Clive. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Clive Allen,
Clive
leader at
Allen.
nine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good old Clive. Good old Clive.
Yeah.
And his weird Arsenal transfer. I remember that as a kid, like 1980. I'd been about 10, 11, interested in football. And I just remember the concept of this, like Arsenal buying a player and then selling him,
Yeah.
but never playing for them was just,
Weird.
weird. Anyway, thank you
Great.
very much, Rothers. Great to see you, as
Great
always.
to see you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Klein.
Oh, great to see you.
And thank you, dear listener, for listening. Like I said, we're going to be away next week, but we'll be back the following week. Keep it on the reducer, the worst podcast you listen to, you mad bastards.